What if I really want to start up, but I don't have a problem statement? What should I do?
Don't start up. So, you know, and I'm not trying to be cute here. You don't start up until you experience it. I think there are different buckets of founders, and the founders that ultimately succeed feel a certain pain point very deeply. Now, we have invested in people, and I would argue I started off like that, where I said, I just want to be a founder. Actually, in my case, I just wanted to get rich, but I just want to be a founder, and I am going to look for a business, which is fine. I will say 90% plus people succeed when they are experiential founders. They feel a pain point. Ultimately, what is a business? It's trying to solve some pain point. It is a solution to some problem. Unless you feel that problem very, very deeply and gutturally yourself, in your gut, you will not come up with the best solution. And somebody who has felt it more firsthand will get it. So my view is, wait till you do that, or at least understand. So what did I do? Or what have I seen people do who want to be founders and don't have an idea? Either they have paused till they get to this answer, or if they are really hell-bent on it, then they follow the passion, opportunity, skill set framework. And they say, what sectors do I enjoy? Where are my skill sets? And then they go very deep in that sector, right? And you know Amit Lakhotia, where we work together in Park Plus, he iterated through multiple ideas, but then he really zeroed in as this transportation as a sector, and he has a prior experience. That's the other thing. Try to build on your prior experience, right? So that would be how I would think about it. But there's no rush.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.